From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Off the North Carolina coast, Hurricane Arthur has strengthened to a Category 2 storm with sustained winds of 100 miles an hour. Forecasters say there's a good chance it'll make landfall near or over the Outer Banks tonight. 11-year-old Patrick Vesic of New York is vacationing in the Outer Banks with his family, and he's already figured out how they'll weather the storm.
Well, we'll probably play categories. We'll probably eat a lot. And play board games.
Arthur is about 110 miles southwest of Cape Hatteras. Hiring is the strongest it's been in years. According to the Labor Department, the economy added more jobs than expected last month. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the numbers are welcome news to the White House.
The economy added 288,000 jobs in June, and the unemployment rate dropped to 6.1%. That's the lowest level since September 2008, when the financial crisis began. The economy is the number one issue in the midterm elections, and the improved outlook makes it a little easier for embattled Democrats to argue that the recovery is picking up steam, even if lots of people still are not feeling the effects. The Labor Department report also showed that the unemployment rate is dropping because more people are getting hired, not because more people have given up looking for work. The chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisers issued a statement pointing out that this is the first time since late 1999 that there has been a total job growth over 200,000 a month for five straight months. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
U.S. exports hit an all-time high in May, narrowing the nation's trade deficit by more than 5.5%. Exports of goods and services rose 1% to a record $195 billion. Negotiations over Iran's nuclear program are entering a final phase to determine the size of its future nuclear enrichment program. From Vienna, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports a senior American official insists any nuclear agreement should leave Iran with a fraction of what it currently has.
A senior administration official in Vienna disputed Iran's contention that international negotiators are sticking to maximalist positions, saying the pathways they've offered to a nuclear deal are thoughtful and reasonable. But on the key issue of the size of Iran's uranium enrichment program, whereas Iranians have spoken of as many as 50,000 centrifuges, the U.S. official says in order to get a deal, Iran's program should be a fraction of its current size, which is agreed to be about 9,000 centrifuges in operation and another 10,000 installed. The U.S. has had bilateral meetings with the Iranians, with the talks tightly focused on nuclear issues, not other problems like the situation in Iraq. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Vienna.
On Wall Street, the Dow broke through the 17,000 mark to close at 17,068. This is NPR News. The Pentagon is grounding its entire fleet of F-35s, the latest and most advanced generation of U.S. fighter jets, while investigators try to figure out what caused one of them to catch fire on a runway 10 days ago. Last month, an in-flight oil leak prompted fleet-wide inspections. The F-35 is the Pentagon's costliest weapons program. The aid group Oxfam is issuing an emergency call for monetary assistance. NPR's Allison Mews reports that Syria's neighbors are buckling under the strain of millions of refugees fleeing the Syrian civil war.
Oxfam is cutting monthly aid to thousands of Syrian refugees in Jordan alone. Funds are dwindling and the refugees keep pouring in. Oxfam has been providing up to $260 per month to the poorest families, but this lifeline, which many parents use to keep children in school, will now be cut off. There's a desperate need, the organization says, for foreign countries to provide more aid and resettlement options. There are now nearly 3 million Syrian refugees in the region, and the UN predicts that 1.5 million more will join them by the end of 2014. In Lebanon, Syrians are now one quarter of the population. The Lebanese Social Affairs Minister says the national infrastructure risks collapse. Allison Mews, NPR News, Beirut.
The Supreme Court is temporarily exempting a Christian college from offering birth control coverage under the health care law. In a 6-3 decision today, justices told Wheaton College that while litigation continues, it doesn't have to comply with a certification process that notifies the government that it objects on religious grounds to providing contraception coverage. Wheaton says signing a form infringes on its religious rights. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.